Merci. Donc, what I'm going to show is almost exactly what it was done in 2008. And as Madame Bernard said, with some additions. So in 2008, if you remember, one of the goals of the UNIMAC connectivity strategy was, if I'm not wrong, goal 4, come closer to the users, know better about user communities, about who is using UNIMAC, who is teaching, are there translations, and so. And this is why we decided to do it in 2008. This 2008 followed 10 years, a previous survey done by the UBCIM, the former body that was in charge of UNIMAC in IFLA, by Marie-France Plassard. So we took that survey, we expanded a lot the survey, and then we were able to compare 10 years of evolution. So this is just the beginning. I'm not going to show the entire survey that some of you answered, I'm sure. So these were the main questions. There was a lot of questions in the questionnaire, but these were the main. So who is using, where UNIMAC is used, who is using UNIMAC, is these national libraries, is national libraries, university libraries, are there many changes concerning this UNIMAC geography compared to 10 years before. What purpose is in using UNIMAC? Is it for cataloging, or is it just for exchange of records? Is UNIMAC being taught in library schools? What we got is that we got 80 responses out of 150 institutions contacted, and from 33 countries. This is a fairly good ratio of answers, and compared to this is the most general comparison to what information we had from 98. So we can see the main aspects is that the number of countries using UNIMAC or UNIMAC-based formats, because there are some formats using other names, but they are basically UNIMAC, increased. Nobody would say that. And I'm not talking about the completely real world. I'm comparing data that my friends got in 98 to what I got in 2008. Another aspect is number of countries using UNIMAC to exchange records only. Apparently was stable, didn't change much. The number of countries stating that they have UNIMAC expertise decreased, which is, I have an interpretation for that, because this was one of the questions. And number of countries with UNIMAC teaching also decreased. This is the analysis of the answers. Again, we have to interpret that in the context of a more sort of knowledge that we have of the library field. The number of countries using UNIMAC or UNIMAC-based formats increased despite not all UNIMAC countries responded. And I had here at least two that we know and didn't respond. Like one of them was Algeria. The other one was Angola. Some countries have moved to MAR 21, and I have here a list of them. These did not answer also. So some of them that were previous users of UNIMAC didn't answer this questionnaire. And we also asked in the survey, are you planning to move to move from UNIMAC to another to MAR 21? And we got two responses, one from two institutions, one from Belgium, the other from Slovakia, giving a reason as a reason the lack of ILS support for UNIMAC. So most probably these institutions, as it happened with others, wanted to replace library system, and they look around, and apparently there were less library systems supporting UNIMAC. And then I provided the landscape of the answers I got, where I included Angola, because I feel responsible for including it, as I, my library knows directly that the entire country, which is not many libraries anyway, it's the country itself uses only UNIMAC because we provide technical support to them. But I, at the time, I felt I wouldn't include Algeria because I wouldn't have. I had no answer at all from Algeria. Now about the current landscape concerning French and French-speaking institutions. This is really one of the strongest UNIMAC communities, and I included here some details that I was provided with by Madame Bernard. And there are countries that didn't reply, or that do not appear. Either they have had no answer or did not appear with relevant information for the map. I must clarify here that we asked responders to say, is your institution using UNIMAC? And also we did questions to get the respondent knowledge about the country. So there are countries where we got answer only from the National Library only. Other countries we got from important institutions and the National Library. And then we combined this knowledge about the country, and we came to conclusion, are they coherent? Can we say that the country applies mostly UNIMAC, or at least to a relevant level, to say that this country uses UNIMAC? So where we had a punctual knowledge of some institutions using UNIMAC, like it is the case, for example, of Portuguese institutions abroad, that we know they may use UNIMAC in their libraries, but where we did not consider that this is representative of the country or sufficiently representative, we didn't include. But for the this is why, for example, the French overseas territories do not appear on the map. But, well, partly because my knowledge of this geography was little. I didn't even remember that. But of course, they are part of the French universe. And also, it's true that in Belgium is sufficient representation of UNIMAC use, Luxembourg and Liban. These are informations that once we we get another version of this kind of survey or completing information in a more comprehensive form, not just like summary of things that I put in this PowerPoint, that we should do in more in depth. And so this French contribution then will be really very useful. Also, Annick remarked that French in the sense of French institutions or French-speaking institutions abroad that use UNIMARC in countries where Mark 21 is really the standard, and these were also not included. And this includes a long list of countries, I believe, and institutions. Perhaps when I was talking yesterday to Agnes, I came to conclusion. Well, I didn't do this quite scientifically, because I should have written down after the survey, after the questionnaires being received, everything about methodology, criteria, and compiling all that in a document. And I had the intention at the time to do so, but you know how it is. It's always difficult to find time to complete already done tasks, not to mention for the current ones that we have ahead. So this is why this was not, this should be better documented. And I think it is too soon to send out a new questionnaire. But next version, maybe instead of sending, of just sending letters with forms for people to fill, maybe to put this questionnaire on the web and make it stay for a long while, and then send email letters inviting people to contribute, and with plenty of time for then a group analyze everything and write a paper on it. But for at that time, it was important for the UNIMARC correctivity to get some real knowledge of the field. Why? Well, I felt that need because I was suddenly in charge of this. Second, I was curious. Third, because we had been through that period when people would say, well, UNIMARC will disappear anyway. UNIMARC is very expensive. Others would say systems will never continue to support UNIMARC. And that wave of thinking, I think, is already gone. Also, I think that IFLA and HERS, we have more in detail and more objective consciousness of that, of course, there could be only one standard for this kind of thing. But the fact in the world is that there are two. This is the same like classification, universal classification systems. There are two. And whoever has been managing these standards allowed the creation of a big installed base of these kind of standards. So all of a sudden we cannot say, well, we are closing, please go and buy elsewhere. This is not a good attitude. This is not, and there is also, so we could get very good confirmation. This is the French world. So the dom-tom, so that we should consider included in the. I couldn't update the previous map because I couldn't even remember in what software did I do it. But in the future, we can do it much more in detail and not just a simple map like I had. This I simply copied from the internet. Oh, sorry. Before going into my interpretation of this increased decreased thing, I was talking about why this was important to do in 2008, and I was talking about that wave of maybe this will disappear, and or maybe Unimark is weak or something like that. The thing is that we have a large installed base, even if it is not as large as Mark 21, and we have a responsibility for it. Second, because we have been working, all these communities have been working in this standard, contributing to it. So it's not logical that all of a sudden we would buy another different thing, or we'd go for a different thing. And not to mention that the two have different characteristics in some important aspects. But third, and I think this third is really something we should understand nowadays, is that precisely in the days where interoperability costs are decreasing because web standards are more cheap to implement interoperability, there is no need for one single standard for the same thing. So we can more easily allow different standards because it is more simple and cheap to recombine differences. And this is the reasons why we were happy to do it in 2008, and the results were good for our strategies. So the number of countries that say they have experts in Unimark decreased. Well, I think we were asking institutions, and they were asked to say, are you an expert in Unimark? Do you have experts in Unimark? And usually either they wouldn't answer that or would say no. And my interpretation is that the focus is not anymore so strong in data formats as it was 10 years ago or as it was 15 years ago, when the real thing of technologies in libraries was dealing fully with this. Now there are other concerns with digital libraries, with other things, so maybe there are actually less people or this topic is not so high. Another aspect is the number of countries with Unimark training and teaching. I don't believe that if the countries didn't decrease, if there is not so much difference in population to consume teaching of and documentation of Unimark, maybe it didn't decrease. Simply, I believe that there are less library institutions that provide training. Also they mentioned that Unimark is taught regularly in library schools in 15 countries. I can see from my institution we decreased a lot teaching Unimark. Why? Because it is taught everywhere else. So library institutions do not have any more the need like 10 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago to do it themselves. Other aspects. For 61% of countries, Unimark of these countries that answered is used in most libraries. From these 61% of countries, 72% use both Unimark B and A. Only one library at that time had implemented Unimark Holdings. In many countries using mostly Unimark, there are also libraries using other formats, notably Mark 21. So, because all these questions were asked, for example, in Portugal, I can mention, although I must say almost 100% is UniMark, but we have at least one big library, Mark 21, University Library, and it is probable that there will be more, some more in the near future. But that doesn't change the classification as a UniMark country, mostly. Well, a very poor aspect that in the terms of answers to this question I came out of this was that about availability of UniMark documentation in different languages. Some of them that we know they have, they didn't answer. Maybe they were tired by that at that point of the question, I don't know. Maybe because we were asking, give us the references, and they wouldn't bother to give the references. This was actually very interesting to get, and we didn't get it. So it was not sufficiently answered, and it deserves further investigation. We have here the countries as they were, plus Algeria that I put on the top because it was not easy for me to change this alphabetical order, and the languages. It would be really great if we could get, and maybe we can think of a specific initiative for this, UniMark documentation in different languages, and asking publishers, please send us the books, send us the cover, send us the bibliographic references, send us information about how many editions did you have. This, I think, as Alan mentioned this morning, for example, we got we got someone from National Library of China asking for a translation of to translate into Chinese the UniMark authorities. We won't forget to ask him back. Please, can you provide the file so that we can, or the link so that we can have it. Just 2 days ago, I added to the website the Russian translations of all links to the Russian translations of all bibliographic authorities and classification. We added the Portuguese concise, UniMark bibliographic concise. The Italian bibliographic, the UniMark bibliographic in Italian, also the concise, and it would be great if we would have in one single place available the links or the files for at least the concise of bibliographic and authorities in different languages. So this is really one area. We are here in front mostly of France, which has all the work done in the CFU website. But this would really be a great thing to get, even in other scripts, like in Arabic. If this is part of the UniMark world, we should have a single point of this documentation to be accessed from a single point. Well, what conclusions did we at that time, and I believe they are still valid today, what conclusions could we reach with this survey? Well, first, as I mentioned already, that UniMark has a good installed base is significant and is quite stable. So that idea that everybody would abandon UniMark was not really very actual. That this installed base covers an important share of European, African, and Eastern bibliography. Because if this is used in these countries, and especially if it is used in the national libraries of these countries, it is for sure covering these bibliographies. Currently, this was 2008, and I believe that it is not much different today. Very few, there are, were very few intentions to move from UNIMAC. There is a predominance of the use of the UNIMAC as a original production of original records over the exchange function of the records, which was the primary purpose of doing UNIMAC in the 70s. And another conclusion is that there is a very slow implementation of the newest components of this family, especially Oldings. Oldings format is not has not been implemented, as except for that one library, to our knowledge. And authorities much less than bibliographic, of course. And that can be the case of public libraries that don't do not do that that type of work. And so at that time we concluded very happily that there were very good reasons to maintain UNIMAC. There is a need, and it is evident the significant investments. So far, and the costs of changing again are a factor. Even if people would think, "Oh, it's easier to get data, or it's easier to get foreign data, or in MAC 21 from MAC 21 sources," that can be true, but to change the format and okay, I'm just finishing. And for example, the UK is an example. It was a good move for the UK to move into MAC 21 together with USA, and it was a good move in long term objectives. But it cost money, and many of the libraries did end up by not doing it. The responsibility of IFLA that I already mentioned towards this installed base of users, and the standard lies below at the macro level. What do I want to say about this? This relates with the my reflection on the need or not to have just one single standard and interoperability. In fact, the standard thing of MAC is 2709 is not the flavor, is not the definition of the content the content designators. So the standard really is 2709 for transmission, is not so much the content designators that are different from MAC 21 and UNIMAC. And as it was shown this morning, even if we have a given flavor, we have the macro standard, the given flavor, there will also be on top of that more flavors up to the level of the particular library that we can decide to add some more particulars. Well, I think I will finish. You can see these when it is provided in the website of this conference, but mostly this is practically the same that is available from the IFLA website. Okay, thank you.